Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Tes. Bring up our Mem Chesim Abiz, about a Mishnah. Today's Daf is sponsored for Refua Shalema Bekarov for Bina Machla Pasgitel Chayesh. Refua Shalema Bekarov. Zok the Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Shor Shayim Eskav L'Chaver. Let's say you have an ox that comes along and its intent was to go and to gore another ox. That's what it wanted to do. V'hikas Hisha, but instead it hits a woman who's pregnant. V'yotzi Yilodeh, and her child, she ends up having a miscarriage. Potter Mitmei Vlados. They do not have to pay, the Baal of the Shor does not have to pay the maid Vlados. The value of the Vlados of the offspring. V'adam Shayim Eskav L'Chaver. Let's say a person, he has intent to punch or hurt number one. Instead, he hits a woman, and then she miscarries. Mishalom Tmei Vlados, he has to pay Tmei Vlados. Now, how do you work it out? You ask. I'm glad you ask. Kate's the Mishalom Tmei Vlados, how do you pay? It's Shaman Esaisha. You evaluate the value of what the woman would have been. And Kamehi Yafa Achelo Yolda, Kamehi Yafa Misha Yolda. How much she was worth before she gave birth, and how much she was worth after she gave birth, meaning after she had a miscarriage. That's called the mevos. That's what you pay. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes and he said, "Wait, beep, turn the page. Yud mem tes im kain misha isha yoledes mishbachas."
If that's really the case, then a woman is going to go up in value after she gives birth. And Gemara Rashi says, "Mefarish." We'll explain what that means. Ella shaman is a vlados kama hein yafan. What we do is we evaluate how much is the value of the actual vlad. The nosein, then what do? The nosein labal, you go and you give the value to the husband. He's the one who gets it. Rashi says, as we saw earlier, Torah zachstalo, the Torah gave it over to him, dechsiv bal ha'isha. It goes to the bal of the isha, and we said even znus. V'im ein labal, if she has no husband, nosein liyarshav, then if there's no one left over, then you give it to the yarshim, that means the yarshim of the bal, that it goes to him. Let's say she was a Shivcha Kenanis, and she was Mishtachreres, and she was married to a Eved Kenani, Giores. Let's say you're taking the case where there's no relatives there, and the husband died, then Potter, the one who damaged, is going to be Potter from paying because there is no Baal there, and there are no Yorshim of the Baal. Zok the Gemara. Time of the Miskamel Chavero. Now, we start off by saying that if, let's say, an ox has in mind to go and gore an ox, and it's a woman that said it's going to be potter. Time of the miskaven lechaver, because they had kavana for its friend, hamiskaven leisha, they had kavana for the isha, and then they hit the isha, and then she has a miscarriage. Misham to made vlos, that says that you're going to actually pay the made vlos. Lema tavi tiyufta to avad barava. Let's say this is a knocking out. Rav Adar Ava, Rashi says, "B'shur shenaga charbo v'chamisha." We saw on daf membe. We saw this earlier. The Amar Rav Adar Ava, Shvar Mishin Eskaven Elisha. If you have a case of an ox that goes and has intent to go into gore a woman, and it causes the baby to miscarry, Paterim Dame Vlados, they are Pater from paying Dame Vlados. So clearly, it goes against Rav Adar Ava. Says Gemara, "Melechar Rav Adar Ava." He says back, "Hu adin da'afin l'skaven l'isha nami Paterim Dame Vlados." No, it's not this way, and if the other way, then you would be, they would be paying. But rather, who then, even if the Skaven L'isha, now it's going to be put there from Dmei Vlados. So how to Ketani Shor, turn the Skaven L'chaver. And the reason why he decided, the Mishnah decided to talk about an ox that intent to go and to do with another ox is I did the Kaboy, the Mishnah Sefer. Since the Mishnah wanted to talk out in the Sefer, Adam Shayim is Skaven L'chaver, that a person had intent to hit his friend, instead he hits the woman. Therefore, the Hachik Sivkra over there, because that's how the Pasuk says it. Right, she says, "Can you not to anashim? Alba mimiskaver lechaver mishtai." Therefore, Katani Mishanami, we put, you know, for parallel linguistic purposes, we write the same one as well. Katani Mishanami, sure, shayim miskaver lechavero. But again, even if it would be having kavana for the isha, it would still be pater from Dmei Vlados. Therefore, it's not against, not a knocking out or refutation of Rav Ada bar Ava. So that's Gemara. Rav Papa, shor shenagach shivcha v'yotzi l'del. Let's say the shor goes and it's nagach. It gores a shivcha, kananis, and she is prego mekmego. And now what happens is l'del. The baby goes and the baby dies. Mishalim Dmei Vlados. You got to pay Dmei Vlados to who? To the owner of the Shivcha Kananis. My time I'll come. Chamrusam Abarta Baalmahu Da'azik. Shivcha Kananis is considered like a donkey. Right? That's what happened here, a pregnant donkey. Damar Kra. Shvulachem Po Imachamor. Am Hadoma Lechamor. It says Avram Avinu talking to Eliezer, and who's Evid Kenani, Shvu Lechapom Lechamor, Am Hadoma Lechamor. It is a nation which is compared to a Hamor. Beautiful. Zuck the next part of the Mishnah. Case of Mishalmas of Dame Vladis, how do you go and you pay it? So we say, how much was she worth before she gave birth? How much is after give birth? And that level of going down is considered how much the offspring is, and therefore that's what you pay. Dame Vladis? You said it's Dame Vladis? Shevach Vladis mi Baile. Why are you calling it the value of the Dame, the value of the Vladis? Shevach Vladis mi Baile should have been called the appreciation, the going up that happened to the woman because of it. Says Gemara Chinami Kamer. Enechinami, Rashish Hemesh Bichin Esaisha. Enechinami. Ketzim Mishalim. Dame Vladis, Shevach Vladis. Shaman Esaisha. Kami Yafa, Achelo Yodo, Vakami Yafa, Misha Yodo. Enechinami. That is what we're saying. Look, next part of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Im Kain Misha Isha Yoledes Mishpachas. If that is so, then if so, a woman will increase in her value after she gives birth. So instead, what do we do? He says, you know, we work out the value of the offspring and determine how much that was worth. My Kamar, Fakhtumar, what in the world is going on here? What's he saying? Says Rashi, my Kamar, Damash Badahachi Kamarle. It sounds like he's saying the following. The Im Kain Lididcha Islach Deme Mishea Isha Yoledis Mishabachas. It sounds like, according to Tanakama, the value of a woman goes up after she gives birth. Vitanakama, Hakamar Demifchasa. But we know that he seems to be saying that it goes based off the fact that she's going to go down in value. Amar Rabba, Karmis means to say, V'chi isha mushbachas kodam shetelet yosem ilachetim shetelet, is a woman's value going to, is a woman more valuable before she gives birth than after she gives birth? V'alo isha mushbachas achet shetelet yosem ikodam shetelet, isn't she worth more after she gives birth than before she gave birth? Rashi points out, she's in danger of perhaps dying by giving birth, right? So that's a person who's pregnant. She's not pregnant. We don't have that fear over here. So that's what he's saying. If it's really true that we assess the way that you want to say, then the mazik is going to end up paying nothing because a woman actually goes up in value after she gives birth. Ella shamanis avlados finosin labal. What you do is you just value up how much is the flat actually worth, and that's what you give to the baal. Tanya mechir price support stuff. Chiyishu mishbachas kodem shetil yosem ilachas beilid. Valushu mishbachas lachas tel yosem ilachas beilid. Ella shamanis avlados finosin labal. That's one way of explaining Rav Shimon Gamliel's statement. However, Rava Mar Hachiyamis means to say. What is Rav Shimon Gamliel saying? Chiyisha lamisha yoledes mishbachas. Does a woman go up in value when she's pregnant only for the person, for the man who she is giving birth? And she herself doesn't gain, there's nothing that goes to her through the value of her through this baby over here. Why is it we know that the husband is getting everything? What's going on? We evaluate how much the vlados is worth and we give that to the husband. The value is because of both of them over there, and therefore that gets split between the husband and the wife. Tanya me'achi, Amar Shimon Gamliel, v'chiyisha l'mish yoledes mishpachas v'in la'atzma shevach v'lodos klum, elo shaman esek b'fnei atzmo, v'tzar b'fnei atzmo, v'shaman esek v'lodos v'nos in l'bal, v'shevach v'lodos cholken, that's where you go ahead and you split it. That is, what's that, says Rashi? Let's talk about the value of her fat appearance when she's pregnant, which gets lost by having this miscarriage. Frak the Gemara. Kasha, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel. These two different understandings are Kasha, one and the other, right? And the one, the Bryce we just brought, Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to be saying that the husband and wife are going to split the value of how much it goes up that occurred in her body through being pregnant and got lost through having this miscarriage, which seems to say that she's more valuable when she is pregnant, not after. But in the first brisa, he says that a woman is worth more after she gives birth rather than when she's pregnant. He says, Gemara, lo kasha. Kan be mivakeres. Kan be she'ena mivakeres. That is, the brisa, the first brisa, we're talking about a woman who is giving birth to her first son, like a bechor, be mivakeres, so it's a loshen a bechor. And therefore, in such a circumstance, that is going to be considered less valuable when she's pregnant because we don't know if she can survive a pregnancy. And the second price is talking about a woman who's had her first kid, but she's a kid afterwards. We know she can survive it. Therefore, it's during the pregnancy itself. She is more valuable. For Rabbanan Dami Shevich Vlados Nami Labal, according to Chachamim, the rabbis or Rabbanan who say that the value that goes up in this woman through this Vlad also goes to the husband. My time off. What's the pshat? What's going on over here? Why don't we split it? Kidetanya, like we learned in a Braisa, switcheroo there. From that which is mashma of that which says, and when there's a fight and they're being into a woman, she's a miscarriage. Any udashi hara, but I don't know that she's pregnant. Why does I have to say the word pregnant? It's coming to tell you that the value of the appreciation of the pregnancy itself goes to the husband as well. In fact, the Gemara of Shimon Gamliel, according to Shimon Gamliel, says that you split it up. Hi, Hara, my darsh, what does he do with Hara? He says, we need that for the following braisa. Really, we know someone is not going to be chayev to pay the Demi Vlados unless the place he hit her was right opposite where she was pregnant. But if he did her leg or something like that, or another area of her stomach, upper, you know, chest, or who knows what, then it would be that they're not chayev. And that's what it's telling in the word Tehrion. Ahara. Amrav Papa, lo timik keneged b'seirun mamish. Don't say that means you have to hit her literally opposite the womb. Ela kol heichad the salik be shichma levlad. If someone hits this woman anywhere from which the heat, says Rashi, chamimos, vahainu keneged kol achalal kulo, anywhere where the heat of this punch is going to hit the kid, and it's going to cause some sort of miscarriage, then he's going to have to go and pay for it. And that's kol achalal kulo, that whole open area in the body. Fuki yad v'regel delo, to exclude if it hits a leg, or if you hit the arm, then there's a miscarriage, you don't have to pay for that thing. Next one, we know that it goes to the husband to be vlados. What happens if there is no husband because he died and there's no yarshim because of these two cases over here? Then they're pater. Amar Rabba, lo shana elo shechava b'chaya ger v'umis ager. When is this true? This din is where the mazik hit her during when the husband was alive, and the ger and he then died. So it's done while he's still alive, and then he died. To him, the chalav b'chaya ger, since he hit her and she ended up miscarrying during his lifetime, zocha b'ger, he is zocha to get it. V'kevin the mesa ger, and since he died, zocha b'hu min hager, then the masik is going to be zocha to get it, like from him. It's an automatic thing he gets. Aval chava bala achar misa ger, but let's say that he already died, and then she gets the smackdown, zachya la'i megavayu, she ends up getting the Demi Vlados going straight to her. And it has nothing to do with the dead husband at that point. Rashi says, the chava Vlados nechse ba'alein, ukishamis hager, v'adayin yimu beris, he... It goes right directly to her. Right, so back in the Gemara, Zachir Leah, I begavayu, umichayev l'shalume la lidida. You gotta get paid directly to her. In fact, the Gemara, Amarav Chesta Maridichi. Rashi says, Bal Shmuazu. They're saying this, the one who said this, Atu Vlados, Tsurari Ninhu, Vazachibu, are the Vlados, these offspring, are they like bundle things that are bundled up? And like Tsurari Ninhu, are they like that? Vazachibu? Therefore, she's able to acquire them when her husband's up dying in a way that she acquires other things which are Hefker? Ella, the way we look at this is, Isi Labal Zachale Rachmana, less Labal Lo. If there's a husband there, then the Torah gives it over to him. Rashi says, Oli Yarshav Zachilu Rachmana. And if there's none, then Lo the Nat. Rashi says, The Chiyuva Emas Asila Bishas Chavala Vare Ein La Tovin. If the husband's not here when it's killed, meaning he's not around, he's dead, The Torah is not giving it over to anyone. Oh yeah, Rab, is that so? Meisvei. We learned in a brisa, hika is a isha v'yotzel adeh. If you go and you smash a woman's pregnant, then their child, the child, she's miscarriage. No sin nezek v'tzar le'isha. You give nezek, the damages, and the tzar, and the pain, that goes to the isha, to the woman. They just gave the smack then to. U'demei v'lodos abal, but that goes to the husband. Ain't abal, there's no husband, he's not there. No sin yarshim, you give it to the yarshim, to the yarshim of the husband. Ain't a isha. If the woman is not there anymore, then Rashi says, well, first let's see, Eina Isha, right, if she's not there to get the Nezek and the Tsar, then no sin the Yorsha, you give it, he gives it to the Yarshim. Rashi says, Ha Ukimna Begrusha. We're talking about a case of a Grusha, the Fikach Eina Baal, Yarsha, the Baal doesn't be Yarsha, does not Yorisha, Perik Shorish, Nagach Dalit Vehei. That's what it goes to. The kids. Ha'isa shivcha and shachra, therefore, and there's no relatives now. Oh, yoros. Zacha, the damager, he acquires this stuff, therefore means he doesn't have to pay anything. Kum to chais, we say that even when one kills the offspring after the death of the convert, he's going to be putter from paying them, which goes against what Rabbi had said. So the Gemara Amri, they said back, is this price of Rechashiv in our Mishnah? Which we know said potters up the mazik when the woman who, when the woman was married to a ger or a ger who died. Dukim the shechava babachaya ger umes hager. And we said over there, we're talking about a case where he hit her during the ger's lifetime and then he died. Hachanam is here also in this price. That's what we're talking about. Shechava ba b'chaya ger u'meis hager. B'boy, same another answer you could say is li'achar misas hager. The price is talking about a case where he hit her after the husband, the convert, the ger already died. Beep, turn the page. Mem tassim abeis. U'tine zachza. And say that the price is telling that she, meaning the wife of the ger, she's the one who acquires the stuff for the Vlados. Lame Kitanoi, let's say that this machlokus in Rabbi and Rav Chista is a machlokus Tanaim. Bas Yisrael, Shani says Lager Vinasabim Mimenu. If you have a Bas Yisrael, she gets married to a ger and gets pregnant. V'chavoba, chayiger, and someone gives her the smackdown while the husband is alive and she's a miscarriage. No sin to be in Vlados Lager. We give it to the ger. The Achim is a ger. Let's say he smacked her after they already died. Tanichad the chayev, tanichad the potter. One brisa says it's chayev, another says it's potter. My love, tanoi ninu. So can we say that these brises are working in the world of this machlokas tanoim over here? Meaning to say whether or not the ger's rights are acquired by his wife or not. And therefore, we find this is a tanoi. Says Gemara, le rabba, according to rabba, vade tanoi. Yeah, it's definitely a tanoi. We have to say that this is a machlokas tanaim over here because if the brisa that says they're going to be putter, the mazik putter from paying, that doesn't work within the world of Rabbah. It's like we said, we were stuck to say that this is a machlokas tanaim and that he goes according to the tana of the first brisa. The rabbi vadi tanaim, elu rav chista mi lema tanaim. But according to rav chista, we forced to say it's a machlokas tanaim, or maybe it can actually work. It says Gemara lo kasha. How do we make this work? How do we make both of these braises work in the world of Rav Chista? Right? Because we could say that we're not talking about what you pay for the vlados themselves, but rather for the value that happens with the woman through having the vlad, and that was lost by the miscarriage. Ha Rabbanan. So we say that the brais, which says you're going to be putter, the mazik is going to be putter, is going toward to the rabbanon who say that the payment for the benefit goes all to the husband, and therefore if the husband was a ger and he died, then he's putter. Har Shimon Gamliel, and the brisa which says that the mazik is going to be chayiv goes to Shimon Gamliel. He says that the payment for this normally goes partially to the woman. So even if the husband was a ger and he died, the damager, the mazik, remains chayev. In fact, the Gemara, if you're saying If the Braisa that says that the Mazik is going to be Chayiv goes according to Rosh Shimon Gamliel, and it's talking about that goes to the woman's appreciation through being pregnant, my area la chemisa. I feel mechaim nami is la palka. Why are we talking about over here? Why is he talking that when she got hit after the Garrity died, even if it was during when he was alive, she's also going to get half of it. And for the Gemara, Michayim Isla Palga, Lachemisa Kule. If it's when he's still alive, she gets 50%. Lachemisa, but if she gets hit after he's dead, then she gets a Hanapi for this. Right? The Bryson means that Tamaz is going to be Chayiv to pay her entirely, and therefore, it's talking specifically in the case where he hit her after the husband, after he already died. Vibay Yisema, another answer. Again, back to how we work these two brises together. How does it make sense? Hava Harav Mishum Gamliel. We could say both this brise, both brises are working with Mishum Gamliel, but they're talking about separate things. Kam b'shevach vlados. The brise that says that the mazik and b'chayev is talking about the value of that goes up in the woman through the vlados. Kan b'demei vlados. But if where the brise is going to be putter, it's talking about the value of the of the vlados themselves. One segment about the value of the woman going up, that's about the vlados themselves. Amri, Amri, Mishevach vlados, Lishma demei vlados. Both of the ways we explain this are now being attacked over here. Mishevach vlados, Lishma demei vlados. From the halacha, from this din, that we say about the shevach vlados, the appreciation of the woman herself through the vlad. So then, lishma let the bimashma demei vlados. What's going to be halacha about the value of them themselves, of the actual the vlados themselves? Since we know we said that you mask him that when the ger dies, then the wife is going to get his part in the value of her body going up through being pregnant. Then we should also say that she's going to get the payment of the actual offspring themselves. And not only that, from the halacha that we know, from this halacha of Shimon Gamliel, the let's be mashma, that the law goes according to the Rabbanan. As Rashi points out again, that you are, you're masking that according to Rabbi Shimon, the wife of a ger acquires her husband's stuff when he dies, then it goes that according to the Chachamim, who normally would give the husband the entire thing, right? As opposed to Rabbi Shimon, who gives it half-half. She also is going to get it. So what's pshat? That Rav Chista goes and makes a distinction between the appreciation through the Vlad and the payment of the Vlad themselves, and between that of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim. But the Gemara Amri lo, don't compare these things. Shevach vlados, when you talk about the value of the woman going up through the vlad, the shaychi yada begavayu, where she's shaykh to this, she is connected, she has a hand in this, when her husband's alive. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who gives chetzi even if she gets smacked down while she's alive, zocha bekulu, there she's going to be zocha in the gans everything. Even when the husband dies, demi vlados, when it comes to demi vlados, the lo shaychi yada begavayu, she doesn't have a hand during the husband's lifetime, the vlados itself. Even when Shimon Gamliel goes to the husband, lo zachem uklaus, she doesn't get it at all. And therefore, according to the Rabbanan, who say that while the husband is alive, she has no share, even in the value of her body, the vlados, it is that when he dies, she doesn't even get this right from his as well. And now another kasha, another discussion we have about a ger who dies without any yarsha. Let's say someone has the shtaros of a ger and he dies without any sort of any yarshim. And now he's all this stuff over here. So we know the lach is the first one who gets it, gets it. So this guy comes and he takes a shtar that belonged to the ger, and it's through that he had these shibudim on other land. So now, a machzik shtaros of shoger, somebody goes and he grabs that paper, says, shibud lo yisrael, ach yisrael acher kakarosav. Mao, what is the din? Rashi says, liknos is a niyar. What's the din in reference to this niyar, this paper, what's the stuff written on it? Does he acquire
or does he not acquire it? Man the machzik b'shtara adaiti the arahu the machzik of ara ha lo achzik u'shtara name lo kani the lo daiti ashtara. That's one side. Do we say the one who takes the shtar does it with the intent to get only the rights of the land that's in it, but because he didn't take the land itself, therefore he's not going to be zoche in it. And the ushtar nami lo kana, and even the shtar itself he's not kona. The lav daiti ashtar, because when he took it, his intent was not on the shtar, but rather the things he get with the shtar. Odilma daiti nami ashtar, or maybe we're saying that it was even on the shtar, and therefore he is kona, the shtar. Amale, so he said back to Rav Yeva Sava, ani more, it says ani, like to la'anot, answer me, my teacher. Rashi says, aneni adani, answer me. V'chilat sor al pitz luchisa hu tzarech. What do you think? Does the guy need the shtar to wrap it over the opening the mouth of his tzluchis, of his flask? Rashi says, the lahavi daiti a shtar maker. Did he have, I gotta say, what's your hava mina that he had in mind for the shtar? Right? What's he gonna do with it? Amalei says back to him, Latsor Vilatsor. Yep, he does use it for something, to use it as a wrap. He wants wrapping paper, that's what he's using it for. Okay, Amarabba, Mashkona Sheyisobi Adger. Let's say you have a Yid has a Mashkin, and it's collateral, right? Some sort of security deposit. And he goes and he leaves it by a ger who gave him money. So you have a yid, borrows money from a ger, and he gave him something just in case that, you know, he's got it just in case. Then the ger dies in the Zerosh, and Yisrael comes and grabs hold of it, and he wants the schuyus in it, motzira somiyado, we take it out of his hands and return it back to the yid who owned it originally. Right time, how come? Kevin the misli ger, pukli shibude. Since the ger dies and there's no yorshim, then the shiba, the lien, is out and done in Dunsky's, and therefore it goes back automatically. That mashkin, that security deposit, that's a beautiful watch that goes right back to the owners. Mashkonu shel ger biad Yisrael. Let's say you have the opposite. It's a mashkin of a ger, of a kaver in the hands of Yisrael, who lent him money. Umeis ager, and he dies. So by Yisrael achav yisigabon, and another Yisrael comes and he grabs this thing, to get it. Ze kana kenegin osav. This one, the lender who is holding on to it, acquires a commensurate to how much money he had lent the person. So depending on how much that object he left is. Vze kana sashar, and if it ends up being more than that, then the guy who grabbed onto it, he's going to get the remaining value of what that is. Why is it someone who goes and he grabs it? Why is he getting anything over here? Tikni le chatzero. Let his chatzer acquire for him automati. Let it be the king of chatzer kicks in and then he gets automatically. Damar of Yossi Rechanina chatzero shel adam konelo shalom idaita. The chatzer of a person is kona for him even shalom idaita without his knowledge. So the lender should be the one who gets it, not the person who goes and grabs it. I mean, for the Gemara, how come I'm skidding? We're talking about the lesse. It's sort of the case where the lender is not there, he's not around. Rashi says, She'ena Malvavir, he's not in the city. And the Loch is called Hechadisli Diday. And where anytime where he is there, the boy Mikni Matsikani, that if he wanted to acquire it, he's able to acquire it. Kanya lay nami chatzeru chatzer also be kona for him. It is after the bakolich the last of the day. In any case where he himself is not there, is on the town. Di boy do the mikve lo matzi kani. So if he wanted to be able to be kona this object, he's able. He could right where he's not able to be kona even if he wanted to chatzer nami lo kanya his chatzer is also not going to be kona for him. V'hilchasa the halacha comes out to be. The rabba is old in the less of a chatzero, where the mashkin is not in the chatzer at the time he dies. The lo kana, so he's not able to be konit through the chatzer. So this collateral, this watch, the less because it wasn't there, the Lokanis is not able to be konet through Chatzar. But if Taka was in the Chatzar, he would be able to get it automatically, even if he's not there. And anyone who grabs it is going to have to go and return it to him. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.